Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav, your sponsor, Lunish Masar Mekoshol and Mulea Basitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Mudalev tells us that Godol Mitzuvah Voise Yoise Mimishainu Mitzuvah Voise. One who is obligated to do a mitzvah, he is greater than one who is not Mitzuvah to do the mitzvah. What's the explanation of this? So we find over here in the Rishonim and in the Achronim three main explanations. The Tosfos tells us over here, and many other Rishonim, that the pshat is b'fni shedoyeg u'mitztar yoiser pen yavar. A person who has to do something, not voluntarily, he needs to do something because that's his job, that's his obligation. So he's always worried, maybe he's not going to do it. And this is a big concept in life in general. Whenever someone does something voluntarily, it's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful dedication. But it's not the same type of responsibility. It's not the same type of ownership as somebody who that's his job, that's the obligation, that's what he needs to do. The Yavetz brings over here in the end of the Gemara. He brings it to Isis. He says, maybe you could say it a little differently. He says, the reason is because when a person is obligated to do a mitzvah, so he has a Yetzirah. That's the whole idea of a person coming to the world and struggling between his Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. So anything he's obligated to do, he has some powers trying to avoid him, trying to stop him from doing it. So he needs to overcome that power. Someone who's Eino Mitzuvah, you say, someone who's not obligated to do it, he doesn't have Yetzer Hara stopping him from doing it. So it's much easier for him to do it. That's why Godol Mitzuvah, you say, Mishayin Mitzuvah, you say, because Mitzuvah, you say, needs to be Mizgaber on his Yetzer Hara, Mishayin Mitzuvah, you say, does not need to be Mizgaber. But there's another Piyush in the Rishonim that sounds, if you don't know it's the Rishonim saying it, it sounds like a Mahalach coming from Sifri Chassidus. What many of the Rishonim say is, what's the reason that we have mitzvahs? The Akash Bochu needs our mitzvahs? But what doesn't need our mitzvahs? Our avoida in this world is not Soyrich Gavoya, which is a big discussion on its own in Kabbalah, that we need, is anything that we do go up to Shemayim. But the simple understanding is, Akash Bochu doesn't need our mitzvahs, because Baruch Hu did the mitzvahs because he wants us to do his ratzon. He wants us to listen to his will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what to do, and therefore when we fulfill his ratzon, so then we are mekayim a mitzvah. But if there's no obligation, if there's no ratzon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it, so what's the point of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is doing ratzon Hashem. Without that, you don't have ratzon Hashem. Now, the Chidah in Petach Inayim brings this in the name of Tosis Rabbi Yitzchak Azokin. And he, there, the way he quotes this Tosis, he says that if there's no tzivui, there's no point of doing it. Ein laKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach basiyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even, it's not happy with him doing it. But that, says the Chidah, is very hard to understand. Because if so, why there's any reward for someone who's einu mitzvah voiseh? We know. Someone's not obligated to do a mitzvah, he still does it. Like a woman who does a mitzvah, there is some reward. We know the Havas HaKadosh kept the Torah even though they weren't obligated to do it. If there's no Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why there's reward at all? But the Tosfos HaRosh says a little differently. The Tosfos HaRosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us, and all the mitzvahs is Oymer V'Nasa Ritzoyna. So someone's not mitzvah V'Oyseh, it doesn't really fulfill the Ratzon. U'mikom Kom Socha Yesh. There's still a reward for it, but he's not fulfilling the Ratzon. And the simple understanding based on that is based on what's brought down in other Sfarim. The idea is that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this need, so then this need becomes essential in the world. Histaka b'raisa or b'ra alma. The world was created based on the Torah. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to do the mitzvahs. But once he came and created the need, he said, I want to have mitzvahs in the world, so the mitzvahs are actually fulfilling something. As long as a person has some shaykhis to that mitzvah. If a guy is mekayim regular mitzvahs, he doesn't get rewarded. But the Avos HaKadoshim already started Am Yisrael, we spoke about a few dapim ago, and an isha who is part of Am Yisrael, she just doesn't have her own obligations, so she is shayach to the mitzvah. So she's shayach to this mitzvah that was created once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he wants the mitzvah. So even though they were not obligated to do it, so it's not the same asiyas ritzoyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not fulfilling the ratzon as much, but still there's some fulfillment of this thing to happen, because this thing is a need that the world now has. Anyone wants to join the Shomar Shava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.